GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. George Way this St. Patrick's Day. Our guest co-host Miles Thieman behind the bulletproof glass and spacious Studio 7A. This message to us: I'm still cooking 17 pounds of corn, beef, and fixins, but instead of partying, I'm going to be delivering St. Patrick's Day meals today.
That's the spirit.
Terrific.
Right?
Hey, our good friend Shara Patterson of the United Way of Eastern Maine, she's on the road, but she's dialed in. Now she's on the radio with us on GHRT. Top of the morning to you, Shira.
Top of the morning to you, Rick and Miles.
Good morning.
We understand that the United Way of Eastern Maine is pivoting once again as it needs to help people in its part of the world in light of COVID-19. What's the United Way of Eastern Maine doing?
Well, we have recently launched the COVID-19 Response Fund for Eastern Maine, and we've done this because we've been hearing from a number of partners, both in the business community and the nonprofit sector, that, you know, there's a concern about the needs that people will face in our community as this situation evolves.
Curious about the source of funding and who's eligible for the funding.
So the source of funding right now is coming from lots of places. So we've had a number of businesses that have stepped up to make pretty significant contributions. And actually, individuals in the community are donating. We had a great response over the weekend from people just clicking on the online link and contributing. In terms of eligibility right now, we've set up a very streamlined grant process. So the funds won't go directly to individuals because that's not how United Way distributes our funds, but we will work with nonprofit organizations that are going to get those funds to people that need it in different ways, either through providing services or, you know, however they are telling us that the funds need to be used. We're going to make decisions around that and distribute those to organizations.
Shara Patterson of the United Way of Eastern Maine, as we talk of the COVID-19 Response Fund for Eastern Maine. You talked about the needs. What needs specifically are we looking at to be addressed?
Certainly. So those are evolving, but we convened partners remotely yesterday, and it was a great experience for all of us to talk about what we see as the emerging needs and really the potential gaps that won't be met by other sources. We know that this is going to change over time, but right now we're hearing about things about how do we get the food to kids. We can get the food. How do we get that delivered? There's a lot of concern around isolation that will be faced by different populations, specifically seniors, those also that are in early recovery that might not be able to access the support that they need in the community if things are closing. How do we get kids that might not have internet, the distance learning that they need? How do we support the employees? How do we prepare nonprofits to do remote work with their employees and still provide service? Talk about how to develop plans. So some of these are organizational needs, but a lot of them around individual needs. And really volunteerism we're seeing is a big need. There needs to be some centralized coordination of opportunities and to help connect people who want to help to volunteer opportunities that are safe and that they won't be in large groups. So we're working on coordinating those types of things as well in addition to the fund.
Sure. Can you share with us some specific examples of how you've used the dollars?
So this is so new. We have not actually granted any funds yet because we really just started yesterday getting the need. And so we're going to see that happen pretty quickly. And as we do make those decisions, we're going to be posting that information on our website so the community and the donors to the fund know where the funds have gone. And also so people who might be needing services can get an example of where they might access some of those new services that will help them.
Shara Patterson with the United Way of Eastern Maine talking of the COVID-19 Response Fund set up for Eastern Maine. There may be some going on in your part of the world as people are listening in Lewiston, Auburn, Bath, Brunswick, Augusta, Gardner, and such. And Shara, already people are sending us notes. I'm healthy. I got a vehicle. Gas prices are pretty low. I could help deliver. Are you looking for just funds at this time, or are you looking for people that are ready to help out?
We are certainly looking for people that are ready to help out. If you go to UnitedWayEM.org, you'll find some information there about how to get signed up as somebody who wants to volunteer. We expect today we're going to hear some really specific volunteer opportunity needs from partners in the community. So if we get the list of people who want to volunteer, the types of things you might be interested in doing, we're going to help make those connections. So go to our website, get signed up, and then we will follow up with you to get you connected so you can do some some work.
And Shira, on the other end, organizations who feel they could benefit from the fund, they contact you again through the website or directly? How do you want it that handled?
Yes, UnitedWayEM.org. Everything is on there. There's a link to a very simple form to fill out around what your needs are, what you see as some financial needs. And this is going to be a rolling process. Right now we're looking at the short-term immediate needs, but we know there'll be a recovery period and longer-term impacts as well. And so this is not a one-time grant necessarily. If there's something you have a real immediate need for, apply now. Don't worry that this need might get greater, and if I apply now, I can't apply later.
Shira, I want to ask it because we've been involved with projects for the United Way of Eastern Maine. It's ones that we it's an organization we certainly support, and we know that you outlined some bold goals that we have moving forward. We want to address addiction. Substance abuse. I should say it like I know I'm going to get text messages from people who say I'm saying it wrong. We're addressing substance abuse disorder. We're addressing the need for stronger literacy among children. We're also looking at poverty and seeing kids and families lifted out of poverty. Does this work on the COVID-19 response fund pull us away from working on our bold goals?
It certainly does not. This is perfectly aligned with our mission to mobilize the caring power of people, communities. And really, every single one of those bold goals is going to be impacted by people that are focused on this, that are working to respond to this need. If we don't respond now, it will impact the success of those goals moving forward.
And so, Shira, remind us one more time, how do people access, whether they're requesting funds or they want to benefit from this? What's the best way?
So go to UnitedWayEM.org. You can donate right there. You can get more information. You can also text to give by texting EM COVID-19 Fund to 41444. We're making it really simple. If people have questions, call our office, 941-2800. While our office is physically closed, we are still working and we are answering that phone. And people who might have needs that they're facing right now and you need resources, please contact 211 Maine. That is the most up-to-date list of resources that are available right now for people in the community.
With insight into the COVID-19 Response Fund, Shira Patterson of the United Way of Eastern Maine. Patterson, that's sort of Irish, isn't it?
A little bit.
Maybe more. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.